like God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Whew. Sometimes it's just like, do we really want to sit down? Shouldn't we just stay doing what we're doing? Hallelujah. Thank you, Mom, Billy. You guys are awesome. God is good to us every time. Hallelujah. You ready for today's, this evening's tithe and offering? Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. I'm going to read out of Deuteronomy 16. I'm going to look at the New Living Translation, and then we're going to look at the message real quick. So, in the Old Testament, giving, in a lot of cases, was tied to celebrations. In Deuteronomy 16, verse 16, it's talking about the festivals and what was required during the festivals. And it says, each year, every man in Israel must celebrate these three festivals, the festival of unleavened bread, the festival of harvest, and the festival of shelters. On each of these occasions, all men must appear before the Lord your God at the place he chooses. Then what's it say? We'll read it together. It says, but they must not appear before the Lord without a gift for him. I think it's a message says they must not appear before him empty-handed. Imagine if Jesus went to the cross empty-handed. What if Jesus went, well, goodness, Jesus, he did. He showed up to that wedding. He showed up empty-handed, but the power of God, right? All right, Tom and Heather and maybe a couple others. Okay, listen. God is a giving God. All right, got a little bit more on that. And any time that we're willing to pair up, team up with God in our giving, he always gives back. Amen. It always comes back to you. It's a wonderful thing, this whole plan that God has created and concocted, if you'll let me say it that way. That if we are willing to be part of his plan, that he will help us be part of his plan, and he will pour out a blessing unto us. And he'll make men give it to us. Right? That's scriptural, isn't it? Men will pour into our bosoms, right? Is it? We read the Bible, right? I'm just making sure. Just want to make sure. It's in there. So I'm gonna read this again. I'm going to read it out of the message. And it's up on the wall, but I'll read it out of the message anyway. And it says, all your men must appear before God, your God, three times each year at the place he designates, at the Feast of Unraised Bread, Passover, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Booths. No one is to show up in the presence of God empty-handed. Each man must bring as much as he can manage, giving generously in response to the blessings of your God. And at the end of that, we give in like, in kind, to the blessing that God has bestowed upon us. If you want to not take part in that, And the blessing that comes from it, it's on you. Same as the year of advancing and the year of fulfillment. But as for me, my house, my people, we're going to do what God says. And we're going to get what God says we can have. Because that's God. And I don't make the rules. Let's pray and we'll receive. Father God, thank you so much for an opportunity to give into the kingdom, Lord God, to partner with you. No other deity, no other being, nobody anywhere has ever been willing to have mankind partner with them in their work. Only you, God. And we thank you for the ability to do so. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody said, amen. Amen.